Again, we get to see the connections in the Bible, in the Old Testament, with Isaiah in a special way, in the New Testament, our Gospel, and listening to Jesus as, you know, as St. Ambrose was such an amazing teacher, you know, he knew that Jesus was the best teacher. And that's what Jesus was teaching on the Sermon of the Mount in the Gospel of Matthew. And that's where Jesus had said, "Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house. But it did not collapse." It's also interesting that this parable from Jesus, his image of the house and wisdom, it was a few chapters before Peter gave his confession to say that you are the Son of God. And what did Jesus tell Peter? "Peter, you are the rock, the built of our church." Then we hear again Isaiah earlier in history, "Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is an eternal rock." Again, for me, it's just so beautiful and powerful to know all these connections that are centuries, different places, different prophecies, different people, different language that are coming together in God's Word. Again, to say again, house, rock, you know, safety. And that's what Jesus was teaching his disciples, to be wise with him, to be building the house in our souls, in our lives, to know that if he is there, it will not collapse, it will stand. And that's the image and mission for us today, especially in our society, right? In our culture, that we need to continue to have that wisdom and to build ourselves, to be with our Catholic Church, to know that we will not collapse or other places will quickly. So think of those images, the readings today, and how God is calling us to keep building on his rock, his house, for his family.